This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a bunch of that stuff.
You do.
On the show where you can find help and hope. And we have Ed on the board today. Hey, Ed.
Hey, the crew's back.
Yeah, it's all good.
Both of you are out gallivanting
yes,
last week.
Yes, we are gallivanters, Lynn and I. With me is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Happy Halloween. Yeah. You're very lucky I didn't bring any headdresses or anything.
That's right. She usually brings me some bobbleheads to put on.
But Ellie,
I guess I'm
Ford,
festive. I'm
right
festive.
There.
I didn't even realize that. Yep. I'm right.
It was
right
all in. Good. It was all good.
So, did you carve your pumpkin?
No, I'm not carving any pumpkins this year. Okay. My grandkids did it already. That's who I would do it with.
I have a tip if you haven't done it.
Okay.
You know when you have to get the gunk out of the pumpkin, the seeds, it's those strings, and you're scraping and scraping? Use your Mixmaster beater.
I saw that recently. That's like the new pro tip.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you tried
very
it?
Clever.
Her?
All right, but it sounds good. Yes.
I don't own a Mixmaster, whatever they are.
But it sounded good because I used to hate doing that.
Oh, I know, it's the worst.
Lynn's not a cook, right? So when my granddaughter got married a couple of years ago, we did the wedding shower. So I made a cookbook and asked everybody to send recipes.
Oh, that's cute.
And Lynn sent the menu from the Chinese restaurant.
I bet she used mine more than anyone else.
Yes, there you go.
So the other laughing people you hear in the background today is Ellie Bolin and Lisa Keith.
Hi.
Sunways Country. I'm so glad that you girls are here today.
Thank you for having us.
We're
so
pumped
excited
to be here.
Yeah, it's a really good thing, and we'll be chatting in a little bit. But first, I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jamie in St. Pete, Sylvia in Seminole, and Rita in Tampa.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome.
And like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on AM/FM or on YouTube or on Facebook or on my website or wherever they'll take us.
Yes, right.
We just want to bring you some help and hope and let you know that you're not alone. And help you with tips and ideas, and maybe just a shoulder and a couple of laughs here and there, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to talk about. Well, first of all, I just got back from Nashville.
I know you look very cowgirlish.
Did I? We had those matching T-shirts, the five of us.
There you go.
So it was very interesting. I went with my sister and my stepmother's cousin and her niece. So it was very lovely. We went to the Grand Ole Opry, and we went on a showboat cruise, a riverboat.
Oh, cool.
We ate in this restaurant called The Aquarium with like fish all over. It was like being in the middle of the aquarium. And the weather was perfect and we got to see all the foliage.
Some leaves changing, right? An actual fall feeling.
So that was really, really nice. It was really a good trip.
I tell you that Sunday night, I think it's going to be on TV, the Grand Ole Opry, Jenna Bush is going to be the host. And it's all on Loretta Lynn. Every star, even Nick Cross from one pop to the other, because they all love Loretta Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be some show to see.
Well, I'm telling you, when we went on that showboat cruise thing, the riverboat thing, the show was better than it was at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And they had this couple there, this gal and this guy with the dueling fiddles.
Fine. You know, okay, like so it's dueling pianos, it's dueling fiddles. Yeah.
It's like, how can you not?
Yeah.
You know, and they did Dolly Parton, and they did all this. It was just all good.
A lot of talent in that city.
Yeah. Isn't there?
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
But we went down that main drag. I wouldn't go back there again. It was like Mardi Gras.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It was really crazy, craziness. And so we walked a few blocks, and then we were like on the edge. And so three of the people we were with wanted to walk over this bridge, and one of the people with couldn't do it, so I was like, well, I'll just hang with you. So we were like standing around there, and we wanted to go to a barbecue place. And I said, you know what? There's a bank across the street. I bet you the people in the bank are locals.
Right.
And they're going to oh my goodness, the manager came out and the girl behind, and they were so helpful, and they told us like the best places to go to and everything.
That's smart, yeah.
And they were so friendly and nice. It was really, really nice.
Do they have tours of the stars' homes like they do in L.A.? Like,
no, because
they all live
like,
there.
We drove past like all the, when we went on the one bus tour, we went past all the recording studios.
But they didn't tell you where anyone lived?
No. Well, maybe they have one of those, but we didn't.
Right.
Yeah. And then we got to go to the American Pickers store.
Oh, that's
cool.
Fun.
That was fun. Yeah, that was really cool. And next door, there was this Jack Daniels thing where they have like 50 kinds of Jack Daniels.
Who knew?
And you have 5 little shots for free. I'm like, no. It's okay.
Right.
And my stepmother was so angry. There's only one flavor of Jack Daniels.
Because she likes Jack Daniels.
Don't be giving me that caramel twist or whatever.
Right. So,
it was interesting. It was really interesting. But one of the things I want to talk to you guys about today, and we've had some conversations in the support group this week, the holidays. So one of my caregivers said, you know, I'm taking care of my aunt. My aunt always loved Halloween. And so she put like a ton of Halloween decorations in her house. And she said, my aunt didn't want to come out of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I said, your aunt's probably afraid of some of those things. Because we don't realize something that they felt very comfortable with. Well, she goes, my aunt was like a witch every year for Halloween.
Yeah.
So please try to downsize that. Please try to make it, you know, you can still celebrate the holiday, but calm it down. Because we're going to do next is Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever it is. And I strongly suggest, especially when we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas, that you have a quiet room in your house.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a bunch of people there visiting. And let your mom, your dad, whoever you're caring for, they'll have their safe space in that room. And I think a good thing about it is, though, people can go in one-on-one and have a conversation with them. That's not going to happen when there's all that noise. It doesn't even happen with us, and we don't have dementia.
Yeah, it's too overwhelming.
You know, with everything that's going on. And people say, you know, like, so people are coming to visit, and my mom doesn't really remember all their names. Okay? Doesn't matter. It's still your mom. One suggestion, it doesn't work all the time, but it works a lot. If you put a photo of yourself, pin a photo of yourself on your shirt when you were younger, many times they can make that connection. But what I always did with family members that had dementia, when I would go see them, I'd say, hi, Uncle Jimmy, it's me, Linda, your favorite niece.
Yeah.
So, you know, I baited him. I let him know who I was and what my name was. And, you know, that helps a little bit. I also suggest that you create a memory box. So if your mom was a Girl Scout leader, go on the internet and print out some photos of Girl Scouts. And if you want to be really clever on the back, put Troop 1410 or whatever it was. That was my troop.
Could you remember?
I know.
Yes, I do.
The selective memory, right? We don't know what we had for dinner yesterday, but we remember that troop number like nothing, right?
You know, or if your loved one was born in Brooklyn, or if your loved one was a firefighter, or a teacher, or a golfer, or whatever it is. So then when someone comes in, they can pick it up and go, hey, I didn't know you were a Girl Scout leader.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that, because they can have that conversation. Because lots of times we don't have that conversation because we don't know how to have it.
Or even a photo album,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're
works.
Having, you know that over the next 2 weeks, you're going to have all of these different people come into town, having a photo album.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's Ellie, your niece, and then pulling out a picture of when, you know, 20
picnic?
Years ago, remember, this is us
yeah.
here, and just, like, helps
it's
pull that out. But, yeah, I love those ideas. And I think that the hardest thing that surrounds the whole all of the holidays and at the root of all of these things is just to try to go in without expectations.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing as caregivers to do. It's to, this is what we've always done,
right.
and,
yeah.
and it's traditions.
Yeah.
But knowing that we don't have any idea, it's day to day, hour to hour. We don't know what we're going to walk into that day, Christmas morning.
No.
So it's trying your best, but having grace in the situation with yourself and just trying not to have expectations. And just
grab in that minute what you can.
Right.
And you might just be 2 minutes that your loved one is on.
Yeah.
You know, where they're going to just grab, you know, during the hurricane recently, one of my caregivers said, so mom has dementia, and she said, I didn't really want my mom to be watching the news because it was frightening for me.
Right.
You know, I think it would upset her. She said, so one afternoon, my mom fell asleep in the recliner. She goes, and I just took a quick shower, and I came out, and I walked in the living room, and go, oh, my God, there's my mom. Now, her mom hadn't spoken for months. Nonverbal, just kind of like glaring at the TV. But her mom used to work for the Red Cross.
And she turned the TV on while she was in the shower, and she saw the news. And when our daughter came out, she goes, "We need the batteries. We need the flashlights. We need the sheets." And she was like that for 2 days. Her mom was on and off for like 2 days. "We need to do this." And then she just went along with it. You know, whatever we need. And then when the hurricane was over, she kind of went back to her chair.
Yeah.
But she said, "I had 2 days with glimpses of my mother."
Man.
You know, with those moments with my mother. And that's what we have to grab. And that's what we have to grab with everything. You know, I told this story a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to repeat it because I think it's so important. A caregiver called me a couple of months ago, and she said, "I have to tell you, Linda." She said, "My mom was the perfect mom until I was 14 years old. And then she got in a car accident, and she got addicted to opiates." She said, "And then she was the worst mother in the world. It was really, really bad in our house." She said, "So as soon as I was old enough, I moved out." She says, "I haven't spoken to my mother for 25 years, and she has Alzheimer's, and I have to take care of her." She says, "And she's mad, and I'm mad, and she's mad, and I'm mad, and any suggestions I'm making, it's not going anywhere."
Right.
And one morning, I called her up, and I said to her, "Tell me about something, a time that was really special with your mother, something really special." And she said, "You know, when I used to come home from school, my mom used to brush my hair, and she still has long hair." I said, "Do you think you could go to your mom and say, 'You know, no one ever brushed my hair the way you did, Mom. Do you think you could brush my hair?'" And she goes, "I don't know, Linda." You're asking an awful lot for it. Well, now every afternoon at 4 o'clock, her mother brushes her hair. She goes, and I get to be the little girl, and she gets to be the mom. She said, "We're trying to forget about that other stuff."
Yeah.
We take care of people we truly love, good, bad, or ugly. Sometimes the best experiences, sometimes the toughest experience. People say to me, "How do I take care of my person that wasn't nice to me?"
Right. No, we navigate that a lot. And you have to make really hard, impactful, emotional decisions for somebody that you might not have had a relationship with, like you said, for 25 years. It's hard on somebody that if you're best friends with your loved one and they're living with you, it's emotional and hard. And I mean, then you layer in all of those onion layers of emotion and backstory. It is. It's a lot.
So now as we're getting into all these serious conversations.
I know. Like, I probably should have brought tissues. I'm a crier, too. So, well, in fact, I'm on also, you know, YouTube Live. They're actually going to see me crying, not just hearing me.
Well, I'll tell you, when I speak, live speak, probably like 75% of the audience cries, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you'll feel your heart.
What? Because you're cruel.
Because when you feel your heart, you do the right thing.
Yeah.
And the caregivers that come to the support groups and they come to the conferences and that listen to the radio show are the caregivers that care because they want to do better.
Right.
Yeah.
And I am so very proud of because people don't tell you how fabulous you are. I'm so proud of everything you do, the ups, the downs, and I'm so proud of you that you continue to be educated. Because I always say your caregiving experience can be the worst experience of your life, or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Sunways.
Sunways, yeah.
Tell us about Sunways. Tell us about who you are and what you do. And I think our listeners need to hear about this.
So Sunways Senior Living Concierge, we're essentially a free resource and placement service for seniors and their families to compare and identify senior living communities, but also just care options and resources in the community. My husband, Mark, and I started the company a little over, actually, we just celebrated our 4-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And, well, thank you, which is interesting, starting a company in the COVID, time, right? But we lived. We're still here. We're kicking. But we essentially navigated this process as a family ourselves when Mark's grandmother had a stroke. And actually, his mom was thrust overnight into a caregiver role, right? At the time, she was living at home, driving, independent, and one of those you wake up and it'll never be the same again, right? And as a family, we had never navigated that process, and it was extremely overwhelming, obviously, especially for my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. And we tried to create the service we wished we had because we had no idea what was available. And, you know, when you're navigating that too, it becomes not only so emotional, but also, there's really no other way of saying it, a money grab to a certain extent with resources. And people are going to be selling their solution, because a lot of times it's coming from a sales perspective. Yeah. And so the fact that we're a free service means that we can really be an unbiased resource for these families.
You have services like A Place for Mom. So years ago, when I was looking for a place for my mom, we contacted A Place for Mom. And they contacted me after our first year on the show, and they wanted to drop a lot of money on the show, and I was like, sorry, wrong number. Because, you know, all that happened was we got so much stuff in the mail to look at, and we had so many marketing calls. That's not what I want. I want someone that is going to take my caregiver by the hand and say, okay, do you like a large community? Do you like a small community? What are your finances? And I want somebody to take them by the hand, and that's what you gals do.
And that's what we like to say. We like to do a lot of hand-holding. So we're there for support and to really to educate. And to, you know, we want families and seniors in the community to feel empowered to where they feel like they're making the best decisions for themselves, for their loved ones.
I feel like I was stuck with this decision.
Right. We're not telling, you know, we actually feel like that's super important for us, that we're never telling families or caregivers or the senior themselves what to do. That's not our place. Our place is to, and empower is the perfect word for it, is to just really make sure that they feel confident in their own decision, whatever that might be, and they know the pros and cons, because there's a pro and con to everything. And if somebody tells you that there isn't, they're lying. And so it's just really about giving time to those caregivers and those families to understand what the biggest priorities are and try to hit them, you know, as much as humanly possible. But I mean, obviously from a business perspective, I mean, technically we're a senior, and I'm using air quotes, so on the radio you can't see my air quotes, on Facebook Live you can, but we're a senior placement service because we are a free service. The only way we monetize is if we end up recommending a community to a family and their loved one moves in, we get a referral fee from the community. But we work with all communities, so it really allows us to be unbiased. But we know that families need so much more than that. Even if placement is 100% needed and needed quickly, it's still a piece of the puzzle. They need a support group. They need an elder care lawyer. They got to downsize. They got to sell the house. They got. And it's like, stay away from the Google black hole. Let's refer you to vetted resources that we've met, because we're local in each of our communities.
Well, you know what's so fabulous? I love this Tampa Bay community. Because we work well together. All the professionals work well together, because I can give a referral to five different people, and if it's not a match for them, they're going to hook up that person with who is a match for them. We all really, it's not like, oh, you're stepping on my toes. Because I go to speak all over the place, and it's not like here. We are very privileged to have this and to be able to share these resources and be with professionals that really want to make a difference.
No, it's super, super important. And
because what do you know? You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do.
Well, and a lot of times not even, you don't know what to do, and you don't even know the questions to ask to figure out what to do, you know? And so that, I think, like, that's essentially in our process, because people will come to us at all stages. I mean, that's another big piece of how we're set up, and our business model is we want to meet families where they're at. I mean, we have families we've been supporting for 3.5 years that, you know, called us because they needed a support group and an elder care lawyer to update a POA, but then they called us 6 months later for some home care. And then they called us, you know, a year later for some adult day center, you know, and we're just staying in touch with them and hand holding and there as they need us. So then we have.
Well, they know they can trust you.
Right.
Because they're going to have to come to a point where they have to make a really serious decision. And it's, I think most of the times it's harder for the caregiver than it is for the loved.
Oh, 100%.
You know, the caregiver's on the support group. Well, when is the time? I said, it's time when your loved one isn't safe anymore. And it's time when you're ready to jump off the bridge. And many times their loved one goes into a community and they have a fabulous time there. And they're home. So many times it's the caregiver that's going through the stress.
It is. It's that transition on both sides. And I mean, obviously sometimes our point of contact are adult children, you know, sometimes local, sometimes not local. That's a whole nother layer of it, right? As a caregiver. But also a lot of spouses and couples. And so part of our problem solving, you know, process too, and something that has been big, especially over the last couple of years, are trying to find solutions that both the couple can stay together and move together. Yeah. Maybe it's both of them living in assisted living, but it's a very independent mm-hmm. feeling,
yes.
vibrant assisted living, so that the person that's still driving and doing their thing can do that and feel like they can have connections, but also the person that needs care is able to do that safely in their apartment. Or maybe one spouse is in the independent living and the other one is in the memory care, whatever it might be. You know, it's just like Lisa was saying, it's education, because there's so many people out there that just hear the term assisted living or memory care and they think about the nursing home that their grandmother was in 35 years ago, and it's not that anymore. Yeah. And we're lucky here locally in Tampa Bay that it's not, in Pinellas, that it's not that way, you know. But so, yeah, it's just understanding and coming to the table with different solutions and seeing what sticks and just arming them with that information.
My parents didn't have to make these decisions. People didn't live long enough as long as they're living now. My parents never had to take the keys from mom or dad because mom never drove.
Yeah,
you know,
great
it was
point.
A whole different thing. So it's a whole different scope now as we're aging, as we're living longer, mm-hmm. that we need to check in advance. And I think the whole important thing is, and I hope you can address this for my caregivers, is just be prepared.
Yeah. And we talk about that a lot with families that we work with. Even if you're not ready right now to live in a senior community, like having that plan, knowing what's available and what's out there. So if something does happen and you're in a situation where you have to make that decision quickly, it's you feel confident about it. And at least you have some knowledge and an idea of what that's going to look like.
And communities love you to come in and do that. They love you
to come in ahead of time.
They want to meet you. They want to know who you are, because nobody wants to do that emergency.
Right.
Bam.
And so often, I mean, I'd say upwards of 80 to 90% of the time, the calls that we're getting, even families that we've been supporting and speaking to for 3 years, if they haven't already gotten to the point where they wanted to go on tours, like there's a breaking point, even if it's not because of a fall or a health crisis. When a caregiver snaps and they hit that wall, that move is happening happening within 2 to 3 days, and that's all there is to it.
Lynn went through it.
And so, as we all know, it's such a stressful decision anyway. When we're layering on a time of crisis on top of it, it's unbearable. And so, yeah, we really try to, in the nicest way, educate to push them on, like, I know that the goal is home care, and we're going to ride this wave, this ship, hopefully forever. But if there's a fall and you get the call from the case manager saying he cannot discharge home, you do not want to be calling me saying the discharge is in 48 hours and what are my options? This is not what you want to be doing, right? No. So it is.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation in a minute, because right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, Call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And she's putting it on. And we're back.
And we're back. Somebody sent me this email the other day, and it's called The Prayer for the Caregiver, and I'd like to read it, by Bruce McIntyre. And it says, "Unknown and often unnoticed, you are a hero nonetheless. For your love, sacrificial, is God at his best. You walk in faith in the darkness of the great unknown, and your courage, even in weakness, gives life to your beloved. You hold shaking hands and provide the ultimate care, your presence, the knowing that you are simply there. You rise to face the giant of disease and despair. It is your finest hour, though you may not be aware. You are resilient, amazing, and beautifully unexcelled. You are the caregiver, and you have done well." Mm. And I want you to remember that. And I want you to remember to take a little time for yourself. I'm sure you're going, "Yeah, sure, Linda. When the heck am I going to do that?" You can carve it out. Recently, one of my caregivers passed away by suicide. Mm. And she was taking care of her husband and her mother. And the saddest thing was, afterwards, nobody knew she needed help. Her church didn't know she needed help. Her neighbors didn't know she needed help. Her family didn't know she needed help. So caregivers, you need to reach out to people, because people want to help you. People want, and you know what, your loved one, I know I love you guys, and you may think I am the bomb caregiver. Only I can do it the way I do it. I know the whole deal. I think many times your loved one is saying underneath their breath, "Would you please go away for a couple days and give me a break?
Yeah, everybody needs
and let me see a new face."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I even, that makes me laugh, because even like my parents say that about my kids, right? With my parents babysit my kids, they're like, "They are so much better when you're not around."
Right.
They actually, you know, they're doing all the, it's like they just need a different, it's a different approach. It's a little bit of diversity, you know?
Yep.
So yeah,
well,
that's a great point.
One of my caregivers, she said to me, because I'm always telling them, reach out, accept help. And she said, "You know, my husband's dementia is so bad that I can't take him out in public anymore. He has no filters." She said, "And I can't go to church. I just want to go to church. I'm like, I don't want to give up everything. I just want to go to church." She said, "So I finally went to my neighbor, who's Jewish, and has asked her 100 times, and said, 'Do you think you could hang out with my husband when I go to church on Sunday?' He's like, 'Yeah, I'd love to do that.' She said, 'So I ran to church, and I ran back, and I got back to the house, and they said, 'We're playing dominoes. We don't need you here.'"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every Sunday morning now she gets 3 hours. Well, not only that she gets 3 hours, her husband gets to see somebody else for three
he
hours.
He gets 3 hours.
And the neighbor gets to see him.
Yeah. Right.
Because people have said to me, "You know, you never let me come in and see your mom. You never gave me that opportunity to get to know your mother better because you hogged it all up."
Right.
So maybe we just need to think about that.
I let anybody come, but they stopped coming. They said, "I don't want to be around
I didn't.
Anymore." No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. So I just want to tell you about some events that are coming up before we further our conversation. First of all, it's the Connecting Caregivers Conference.
Ooh.
The third
Not
conference.
Again.
Yes, again.
Wow.
November 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's 3 days virtually, so there are 7 hours each day. Now, I don't expect anybody to sit there, because it's hard for me to do it, and watch the whole thing at one time. But as long as you register for the conference, within 30 days, you will receive 21 videos of the conference to watch whenever you want or to share whenever you want. Also, the last session on Thursday by Dr. Karen Truman, a CEU will be offered. So if someone takes that, watches that part of the conference, goes to her website, fills out a little form, pays $10, you get your CEU. So I just want to let you know about that. But please do it. We have fabulous speakers. We have Dr. Kate McCarty is going to be opening up with Dementia Fairy Tales Old and New.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
And always has lots of great tips. And
yeah. And she's living it.
Yeah, she is.
And she's living it, you know. So that's absolutely fabulous. And then we have Becky Moultrie and Carrie Miller and AE Corner. AE Corner is Adaptable Equipment Corner.
Oh, okay.
And they're a part of every conference because they're so fabulous.
They are.
And they bring out the latest and newest inventions for the bathroom, for the bedroom, adaptable clothing, all different things.
Wow, awesome.
And it was so funny. We just spoke about it on a support group the other day. It's like, oh, I found out about that. And I found out, and you know, all that equipment and all those new things that get built are there's a story behind it.
Yeah.
It's because mom needed this or right. I needed that. You know, the football walker, the meal lifter, all the stuff is going on. So
cool.
Yeah, so they'll be there every day at lunchtime after we do our Reiki and our meditation and that
love
kind
it.
Of stuff.
Yes.
So we're going to have Voices of Aphasia. We need to talk about that more. We're going to have LGBTQ this conference. We're going to have medical marijuana. The importance of rehabilitation. We're going to have Dr. Delon Canterbury with the world of deprescribing because we are taking too many medications.
Love that.
Way too many medications. So please just go to connectingcaregiversconference.com and you can register. Also, November 3rd, Arden Courts of Largo is having an Art Bake Garden Sale, a fundraising event. There'll be DJ spinning, face painting, photo booth, a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're interested, you can RSVP at 727-559-8411. Also, if you're interested in a support group or journaling workshop, you can go to my website under events. My information is on there. Also, other people that have online support groups, their information is there because I'm not the only kid on the block anymore. Thank you, God. for the next 3 months, Dr. Kate, Dementia Coach, has a memory engagement specialist, Terry Clemens. She was trained by Kate. And it's going to be a live memory cafe on November, the next one, well, they already had the first one, November 18th and November 30th. It's a fabulous thing. You can bring your loved one with you. And you can do some engagement, be with other people that are in the same boat as you. It's at Denny's. There's a limited menu. So if you're interested in that, you can call Vanessa Radcliffe at 727-492-3050. If you didn't write any of those numbers down, just email me or contact me through my website and I will send you all the information because sometimes I talk faster than I can even write. And we'll get you that information.
You make a great point about the caregiver groups too, about like the equipment. I think a lot of people with caregiver groups feel like it's going to be so heavy. Like I'm going to go and hear everybody's sad story. Again, I'm using air quotes. I forget that people can't see me. But there's so many good, positive, light things that come out of it. And most of all, learning from other people.
Yeah.
These little tips and tricks, or this is how I approached it, or have you tried this? That when you're in your bubble,
sometimes
when you're
I say nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's
just the feeling that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not doing this alone. There's other people going through.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
and just learning.
I remember years ago coming to, it was a life support group, and it was her first group, and she came in and she just wept.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden at the end of the group she said, I've been married to my husband for 48 years and he thinks I'm cheating on him. And other women go, I remember when my husband went through that phase. I know that's part of the disease. And you just saw her go, oh. Mm-hmm. Because she maybe wouldn't have said that to her family, her friends, her pastor,
totally.
Or whatever. And then I remember another time a woman came in and I was like, welcome. She said, my doctor said I need a support group. I said, oh, and everybody's so nice, you know.
Right.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. And she goes, so what do you do here? So I tell her one of the things I said, and we do tips. And she goes, so give me a tip.
Oh,
I go, okay. I go, I don't know if this tip's appropriate for you, but here's my tip. If your loved one has to go to the doctor's on Friday, don't tell them on Monday. He's going to ask you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And she said, oh my goodness. My husband was up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, all dressed, sitting on the bed, ready to go to the doctor.
Yep.
She slapped the table. She said, I think I'm going to like this group.
Yeah, right. You're like, okay, so
but
far
you know
so
what?
Good.
If you don't know about that.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
That simple little thing that does not tell them until an hour before their doctor's appointment can make your whole week so much better.
Right?
Yes. No, 100%.
And I know you want me to lie to my loved one. I said, no, mm-hmm. I want you to be compassionate. to your loved one and to yourself.
Yep.
And to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I, we have to remind ourselves every day, and I know you guys running support groups as well, that then certain things we take for granted that then become like automatic to us in our brain. Like, this is how that isn't, especially if it's a new family member that's navigating this for the first time, or somebody that's just so deep in the weeds that they don't even have time to comprehend how that makes sense, right?
Or how they feel.
Or how they feel or anything. Yeah, so
I mean, how many steering generation we have going on here? They're taking care of the kids, they're taking care of the grandchildren, they're taking care of everybody. I remember one time years ago I did this support group, and this woman came in, it was up at Meese Manor, and she said, I was just diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I want to come to this group and know what's going to happen. So I asked the other people, was it okay? And they said, yeah, and she was fabulous, that woman. Turned out we lived in the same neighborhood when I lived in New York. But... And she said to me, my children never come and visit me and everything. And I thought, oh, you know how hard, until I realized her children were like 72 years old and had their own issues. In my head, I'm thinking they're 35. Right. And I'm judging how come they don't come visit their mom. So there's a whole huge generation going on here, totally back and different. Forth. And we need to educate our kids, too.
We'll educate the kids. And you made... you know, a point earlier that made me think about that and about like just the sandwich generation, right? Of so many people that are caring for their kids full time and now in a place where they're caring for their parents full time as well. And how do we, even as a support community, reach these people to communicate what the options are? And you're saying before, people didn't have to make these decisions. They didn't live that long,
right?
Or we didn't have to take the keys away because mom wasn't driving.
Right. Or we just put mom to bed.
Right, but also, you know, this is some of the first generations where 90% of households have a husband and wife that both work.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's home to be able to have, well, mom moved in and somebody's with her. No, nobody's there all day long, right? And then the kids, I've got to take the kids to soccer practice and all these things. And so now it's a whole level of juggling and this whole huge gap that even 15 years ago probably wasn't even there, wasn't, you know?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But there's a whole education, you know, my grandson lives with me, he's 19, so when his friends come in the house, I tell him, pull out your phone and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
And tell, all, just your, did and tell all your friends.
No, I say, look at my blooper video. I tell him that
I love
first.
You.
I said, then watch some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You need to know about some of this stuff. And last week, one of his friends said, you know, I watched some of your stuff, Grandma. He said, and I think that will help my grandpa taking care of my grandma. Because we need to educate about this. You know, I had another caregiver call me when I was in Nashville, and she said, my granddaughter hadn't come over in 3 weeks, and she used to come over twice a week. And I was wondering what's going on. But she's a teenager, you know, and they get stuck in the life, you know, and everything. And she said, well, finally the other day we had it out. She said, my granddaughter said, I'm not coming by, because when I come by, Grandpa grabs my boobs. Mm. Well, she looks exactly like his wife when she was younger. But they never told the granddaughter that Grandpa has dementia.
Right.
He was just getting old or whatever. So, and the grandma didn't know he was doing it because he didn't do it in front of her.
Right.
So she talked to her and she explained everything to her, and she said her granddaughter was sobbing, saying, "I'm so glad he has that disease because otherwise,
exactly,
he's my perverted grandpa, and I'm never gonna go see him again, and I'm even if I don't see Grandma either."
Yep. No, that's a great point. It is. It's just trying to keep the dialogue open and get rid of those stigmas.
And don't
be
afraid of the conversation, because it's happening on every corner.
I know.
You know, a few weeks ago I was in my mailroom, and this lady opened up her mailbox and her mail fell out on the floor and she started crying, and I'm thinking, oh, no big deal. And she goes, I'm taking care of my husband with dementia. And another lady in the mailroom goes, me too. And I'm like, you gals need to talk and you need to be my friend.
You know? And here's my YouTube channel. Where's your phone?
Exactly. Pretty soon I'm going to have a QR code right here. No. but you know, I saw them walking around the property with their husbands the other day.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not alone. You know, I have other caregivers that before COVID, they became friends through support groups, and they found out, oh, we live in the same community. And they would take their husbands to the clubhouse, and their husbands would play the most ridiculous game of pool, but they were happy.
Right.
And they would just sit there and chat for an hour. Right.
And the other one knows that they're not going to be judged, right?
Yeah.
And it is. It's so, it's so important. I mean, just in life, right? Nobody ever knows the struggles that people are going through. It's like you have to be kind. You have to take the extra second to ask people how they're doing and be open to actually listening to their response. Not, how are you doing? See ya.
Yeah. And no judging. Okay, so I met a man recently that has aphasia. And on his business card it says, I am not drunk and I am not stupid. I have aphasia.
Wow.
Because people treat him like he's a drunk or that he's stupid. You know, in the back of my business card, it says the person I'm with has Alzheimer's or dementia and may not understand clearly, blah, 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 blah. Please be patient. That can be a lifesaver for people.
And that's something that I feel like is more and more common. You see that even on social media tips of literally getting business cards printed out saying, you know, this is Frank. This is who I'm with. He has dementia. So, you know, bear with us or whatever that might need to be. But even going to their favorite coffee shop or anywhere. It's just saying this is what we're going through. And it's such a, you know, to keep dignity and to but not isolate, because we all know that is the kiss of death, literally, to a caregiver and to anybody going through this, is when they are forced to isolate, and what that does to both the person that is declining cognitively or physically, as well as
the caregiver
themselves. Exactly.
I remember Jen Moya, she'd say, if I start giving the server a card, my dad's going to be like, what are you doing or whatever. So she just took a picture of it, and she said, you want to see the sunset from last night?
Yeah.
And so we're going,
great idea.
You know, and they're even like talking about more dementia friendly restaurants. So there'll be an area of the restaurant where it'll be just like purple tablecloths. And there's not going to be like all this stuff on the table. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be close to the bathroom, and it's not going to be so noisy. And you know, when the people sit down at that table, that they need some bread right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I would like to, they've done this in other places, not locally, but where you could even like call ahead, you know, if you go there regularly, and you call ahead. And when they serve the meal to your loved one, it's already cut up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not eating.
Little things,
And you can enjoy your dinner, too.
It's the little things. Well, and DCCI, are you familiar with them here locally? Isn't it? I think it's the group. I know it's the state of Florida, because there's also a group down in Manatee and Sarasota County. But there is a group up here in Pinellas and Tampa that meet. I don't know what it stands for, but I'm almost positive it's DCCI, and I'll follow up with you on it. But it's a state of Florida initiative to essentially educate businesses in our community on being more dementia friendly.
Well, maybe Maria Wine
so
did
it's seminal. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's restaurants, it's even going and meeting with police officers and first responders and, you know, all of the retail stores that understanding the disease a little bit more, understanding if somebody's coming in and acting confused, is probably what's going on. This is how to address it. If you're worried, this is what to do. And it's essentially just volunteer trainers in our community that anybody can sign up to be a trainer, and then they just get tapped by them to go and teach. But it's so important.
If you go around Seminole, you see Maria Wina had that initiative for a while, and we went around and we educated some of the businesses, and you'll see. But I'm telling you, about 6 months ago, one of my caregivers calls me and she goes, oh my God, Linda, I took my aunt shopping and she stole 3 bracelets.
Oh, that happened with my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the police came.
It didn't get that far, thankfully.
And she was like, she shows him my card. Yeah. She has dementia. Like, that's going to be
right. You're like, oh my gosh.
And she said, oh my God, Linda, one of the cops bought her one of the bracelets.
Oh.
So you tell me your story.
Well, I wasn't there. But, you know, for a long time, my mom takes care of her sister-in-law, and she's younger than her, has Alzheimer's. But they would be able to, they were continuing to go out. They would still go out for coffee, and my mom loves thrift store shopping. And they were at a little consignment shop, and she put a bracelet on, and my mom said, okay, let's put that back now. We're going to put that over. No, this is mine. This is mine. So, you know, it's just hard in those situations, and you don't want to, you know, make that person feel bad and do it in a respectful way. Yeah.
Because when people know, they treat you better. When people understand, when you give that to the server, she's going to be much kinder, not thinking that this person's fidgety or they're a pain in the neck or they don't know what they want. Because people want to help if they know.
Right.
And there's nothing bad about knowing, because like I said, there's one on every corner. And it's just something we need to address. And the more we address it, the kinder it is for everyone.
Yep.
No. Yeah, and the more we address it and talk about it, and, you know, restaurants and businesses understand, then the more caregivers will feel comfortable to continue to, you know, go out and stay active in the community.
Yeah. Well, it's time to hear once again from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, and the Footbar Walker is absolutely fabulous, and now it isn't covered by insurance. Wasn't covered by insurance before. And like I say, it's fabulous because all these inventions come from people that were caregivers.
Yeah.
And that had an issue with mom or dad. And
needed a better way.
Footbar Walker is just absolutely fabulous. They were part of the last conference. I don't know if they'll be part of this, but we'll see. But really, go to their website, footbarwalker.com. Fabulous people.
Yes.
So, hi, Ed. Nice to say hi to you.
Good kicking us off there soon.
So, ladies,
it went by fast. We were just saying that during the break. It went by fast.
So, ladies, what's the last thing you would like our caregivers to hear, and where can they contact you?
All the things, right? Well, I guess maybe a couple of things that we even touched on today. I think the biggest thing to take away is just that you're not alone, and that you're never reaching out for help and for information too early. Yeah. You know, like there's literally zero that bad that could ever come away from reaching out to get information. And the time to do it is when you're not ready, when you don't need to make a decision, you know, with just even a diagnosis or there's some concerns.
And just know
that
your
you
options
have.
Because so much is based on fear.
Yes, exactly. And the fear is that I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to do nothing, right? I don't know what step to take, so I'm not going to take a step. And then the step is the fall down. Because at a certain point, a shoe is going to drop. And, you know, you just don't want to be in a place where we're starting from scratch, you know, whether it is an adult child, a spouse, you know, a family member, anything like that. So, reach out often and early to, you know, your village. And if you don't have a village, we will be your village, right? Okay, you do have a village.
And where can they find you?
So the easiest way to find us is online. That's a great place to start too, because we actually have a lot of free resources on our website. So our website is sunwaysseniorliving.com. So that's S-U-N-W-A-Y-S, seniorliving.com. And on there, we have a caregiver blog, and we have a new blog post every week, tips, tricks, resources, information on there, but it's all geared towards from the caregiver perspective. And there's also a resource page where it's everything from comparing the cost of in-home care versus a senior living community, how to budget, am I eligible for veteran benefits, you know, all these, and you just print them out and, you know, you can utilize them. So definitely check out the website. And obviously call us at any time. We're available 24/7. Our operations manager Summer's like, oh crap, 24/7. Maybe don't call at 2 a.m. I'm just kidding. You can still call. Somebody will answer. It is not a calling service. But the best phone number to call is 727-314-6451.
Fabulous.
And
I'll put all the information in the show.
That's perfect.
Your emails and everything like that. So we're here to help. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. And honestly, just like thank you for what you do, because you know, people need like a lifeline, and it's getting to them and finding them where they're at, and you're finding all of the ways.
I don't have a clue. I'm just a vessel.
I know, but all of the different ways that you're trying to whether it is on the radio, YouTube, Facebook, it's like you're throwing out every lifeline you possibly can, and people are ready to grab it. So
I am a good promoter.
Yeah. You're an influencer, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm an influencer. Can't wait till I get my first check. So thanks so much for being with us today. I want you to do something. The week after next, we're picking out the winner of the caregiver contest. So go to lindaburhans.com. Nominate somebody for the caregiver conference. It's a little short form. Every single person that gets nominated receives a gift. And then once a quarter, we pick out a main winner who's going to get a massage and a facial and some respite care and a whole bunch of stuff. So caregivers are just so touched that someone nominates them. So please do that. Tune in again next week for good stuff. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHRs.